Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Single Mom Success Podcast, episode 34.
I'm not the best morning person anyway. I hadn't had my coffee yet, so giving me attitude before I even have my coffee is probably the worst thing you could possibly do.
This is the Single Mom Success Podcast, where we cover all the glorious mess that is life as a single parent and how you can navigate through to become the best version of yourself and how to live the life you desire. Do you want to get weekly email reminders of your awesomeness? Head on over to thesinglemomblog.com to sign up today. Now, let's get started.
Hey everybody, and welcome to today's Single Mom Success Podcast. I hope you are doing fantastically, and if you are not, be patient, keep going. I guarantee you it will get better. Today's podcast, I'm going to kick it off first by apologizing for the lag in podcast. My kids were on spring break, and of course, anytime my children are on break, it's sort of hit or miss whether I'm going to be able to do a podcast. So there was a lot of arguments and fighting and me breaking up fights and then, you know, kids playing and screaming and running through the house. And so just not all that conducive of for an environment for recording a podcast. So I figured, you know what? I'm not even going to stress. Once I go back to school, I'll get right back on it. So with that, let's dive into today's podcast. Today's podcast is actually inspired by my daughter, which a lot of times my kids are obviously an inspiration for my podcasts. But today we are addressing accountability. And it's something that's really important in my life and something that I struggle with. I think everybody does. Everybody struggles with accountability, but it's something that is really, really important. Just being accountable for yourself and your actions and the consequences for your actions or lack of actions, and just really owning when things are your fault or your responsibility, or when you didn't do something that you should have done or were supposed to do, things of that nature. And so accountability is really big for me and my kids, especially my boys, because they are, teenagers. They're getting closer to the age where they may be able to go out on their own, and start having their own lives outside of home. And so accountability is really huge, you know, owning up to mistakes that you make, being responsible for your behaviors and understanding that, just understanding that there is a certain amount of accountability in your life. And one of the things that bothers me the most, and that I think is probably one of the biggest issues with, you know, a lot of kids, I think now, you know, you see a lot of kids, and it's not all kids, because, you know, to say all kids nowadays are disrespectful and, you know, don't understand the consequences of their behaviors is irresponsible. I don't think that that's true. I think that there are still many, many families out there and many parents who teach their children, accountability and being respectful and, you know, but, you know, I would be remiss in acknowledging that there is definitely a lot more children today who are not taught this than in the past. You know, and I notice it, and I totally realize that it makes me sound like an old person, and I'm going to fully admit to that. I will be accountable to the fact that I am getting older, and so my viewpoints are changing, and my perception is changing. It's different than it was before, and I'm now one of those people who looks at kids and is like, oh my God, I cannot believe that that teenager is being so disrespectful, right? But fully knowing that there were many times where, you know, I mouthed off and I got a little attitude, you know, with my family, but there were consequences for that behavior. It was not something that was allowed. And somewhere along the lines, we sort of got into this mindset of, I had a friend who called it California parenting. And that's not to say that it's solely limited to California, obviously, because it's not true. But that's how they, you know, it's like, oh, it's that, you know, that feely, touchy-feely parenting where just let the children, you know, be themselves and express themselves. And it's like, yeah, you know, I get that. And I want my children to express themselves. But I want them to understand that while you are able and capable of expressing yourself, you also have to understand that there are consequences for behavior. So while, yes, you do have the right and the ability to express yourself, you have to also take accountability and responsibility for the repercussions of that, right? So if you want to express yourself and it's important to you and you feel that it's important and how you want to express yourself is by spray painting a wall, you know, okay, you spray painted a wall, but understand that there is accountability for that and there are consequences for that. And so getting caught means that you have to face the punishment for that action, right? And I think that that's just something that a lot of times is lacking anymore, because we have become such, the society has become one where it's, oh, you're not supposed to discipline your children this way, or it's not acceptable to discipline your children this way. And again, I'm not saying, I did a podcast before, I'm not saying to beat your children. Of course, I'm not saying that. Abuse in any form is never right. But you also shouldn't just let your children think that it's okay to get away with crap. You know what I mean? And so today, my daughter, typically I have a hard time getting my daughter out of bed. She's so not a morning person, and I'm trying really hard to get her to start, you know, developing a better morning routine or practice, but it's very hard because she's only 8, right? So I definitely have to understand that she's not grown, but I'm trying to help her because I anticipate if I don't, her teenage years are going to be absolutely miserable for me trying to get her out of bed. But she does not want to get out of bed. When it's time to wake her up, she's like, no, and this and that. Whereas my boys, when I went downstairs, I'm like, hey guys, it's time to get up. Okay, mom. And then they're up, right? Like they don't mess around. They're up. They don't lay around. They don't hit snooze multiple times. Their alarm goes off. They usually get up. Though this morning they slept through their alarms. So it's not always, it's not down to a science. They're still teenagers, but for the better part, they are up and on time, and it's not, you know, I don't have to pull one leg and drag them out of their bed by one of their legs. You know, they get up and they start getting ready. My daughter, it is a 20-minute battle just to get her to sit up and be vertical, right? Like that's, I have to do that every morning. And it's absolutely ridiculous, and it's frustrating, and it's annoying, because she has a carpool. She has a time that she has to be ready by because the carpool comes, picks her up, and they go, right? And if she's not ready, everybody's late, right? So so this morning, we ran into that problem, and I asked her like 5 times, what do you want for breakfast? Here's your choices. What do you want for breakfast? And she finally, like, she's like, cereal, there, God. And I absolutely lost it. I'm like, listen, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this attitude. You don't get to talk back to me like that. Like, I hadn't asked you 5 times. She's like, well, you kept asking me because you didn't give me an answer. So yes, I'm going to keep asking you. You don't get to get attitude-y with me when I had to raise my voice to get an answer from you. It's not like I asked you 5 times and you answered me 5 times. It took me 5 times to get you to give me a response, right? So that started out our morning on that note where I was already annoyed that she wasn't getting out of bed. Then she got all attitude with me. Mm-mm. And I'm not the best morning person anyway. I hadn't had my coffee yet. So giving me attitude before I even have my coffee is probably the worst thing you could possibly do because I'm going to lose my shit with you. That's basically what's going to happen. So I'm sitting here, and so I go downstairs, I get her oatmeal or cereal or whatever she ended up having, and I give it to her, and I said, look, we need to drop the attitude, okay? I wasn't giving you attitude. And this is where the accountability part comes in. Recently, I have been noticing a very bad habit or pattern with my daughter where she will do something and then vehemently deny that she did it, right? Where she'll give me attitude and then she'll go, I wasn't giving you attitude. Yes, you were. And you can sit here and say you weren't till you're blue in the face, but you were, okay? Same thing with pouting. She pouts and whines a lot. I'm like, look, I need you. You got to stop pouting. I'm not pouting. I'm like, you're pouting about saying you're not pouting, right? It's that just that absolute denial of doing something, right? I didn't do that. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Okay? And the fact that you will not acknowledge that you did it is the problem that I have. That's the accountability. I would much rather you say, Mom, okay, I'm sorry that I was pouting. I will try not to do it in the future. Or, I'm sorry I was pouting, but this is why I'm upset. I will happily have a conversation with you about what is bothering you, why you were upset, why you were unhappy. But I will not stand there and listen to you pout and whine for hours on end. It's just not going to happen. I cannot stand it. It is the most, it's like nails on a chalkboard to me when she starts pouting and whining about things. Drives me up the wall. So we discussed that and I was like, look, you got to stop. I can't do this with you every morning. I am tired of having this fight with you every single morning. It is going to stop. So we went about for a little bit and she started getting dressed and I went to go pack her lunch. Now, my daughter's responsibility when she comes home from school is to empty out her backpack, get me anything that's supposed to be for me, get her homework ready if she has it to do, and empty out her lunchbox. Take the ice thing, put it in the freezer, take any trash out, anything she didn't eat goes back in the pantry or in the trash. If she's got dirty dishes in there, it goes in the sink, right? Like just doing that so her lunch doesn't sit in her lunchbox. There are days where she takes her lunch and then she'll go several days without taking her lunch again. Now, if she leaves half a sandwich in there, it's nasty when I go to get her lunchbox again. But that's her responsibility when she comes home. And that's the agreement that we made. And that is her, one of her responsibilities in the house. You come home, if you have a lunchbox, you empty it out so that it's ready for the next day or the next time we use it. Period. So I went to grab her lunchbox and realized that it still had a bunch of stuff in it. And I was like, and I went to her and I said, Brooklyn, you didn't empty your lunchbox. She goes, yeah, I thought I did. And so at this point, because of the just complete lack of accountability again, I zipped open her lunchbox, flipped it over upside down, and let everything that was inside fall out. There was a full thing of applesauce. There was a granola bar in there. There was ice pack. There was some trash. And I just dumped it on the floor. And she looked at me, she goes, I thought I did. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to stop you right there because I am done. You don't get to go through life without having that accountability. And I refuse to raise a girl into a young woman, into a woman who twirls her hair in one hand and goes, oh, I can't believe, I totally thought I did that. I'm so sorry. I thought that I did. No. And I looked at her and I said, Brooklyn, you are a smart girl. You are too smart for me to accept you acting like you're stupid. I refuse. And that drives me crazy. Now, if you were not a smart girl, I would not hold you to this standard. You are too smart to stand there at the top of the stairs, look at me with this blank face and go, oh, I thought I did, when clearly you did not. Okay? The accountability is what needs to happen here, because you don't get to say, oh, I thought I did that and make it okay. It's not. You have to have accountability. And that is you saying, crud, Mom, I'm sorry, I forgot. Not I thought I did, I forgot. Because if I'm showing you evidence to the contrary that you did it, you can't sit there and go, well, I thought I did. No. You say, I forgot, I will do it right now. Right? You own up to your mistakes. You own up to the things that you didn't do. You own up to when you do something wrong. You don't play it off. You don't put it off. You don't sit there and twirl your hair and act like a stupid girl. I'm not raising you to be like that. Take accountability for your actions. I'm sorry, I forgot to do it. Not, oh, I thought I did, because clearly you did not. And normally it wouldn't have been such an issue where I got really, really frustrated, but my morning had already started out frustrating with her and it just got worse. But this is where, like, the subject of this podcast is, that's what this is about. It's just that level of accountability. And I'm trying to raise my children to have that because, you know, like I've said in previous podcasts, my job as their mother is not to be their best friend. My job, you know, if I am, then that's great. But that's like a little, that's like icing on the cake, right? That's gravy. If we're friends, that's awesome. But that's not my goal. I'm not here to be your best friend. I'm here to be your mom. I'm here to be that driving force in your life that prepares you for a world that doesn't give a crap if it hurts your feelings. For a world that if you're not willing to put forth your best effort, there are a dozen people waiting in line to take your spot to put forth the effort that you're not giving. There is a world out there where if you go to work and they say, hey, you were supposed to take this deposit to the bank, and you go, oh, I thought I did. No, you didn't, and you're fired, right? You have accountability. There is accountability out in the world, and if it's not being taught in the home when you're young for your children, they're going to go out into a world, and they are going to be shell-shocked. They're not going to know what to do, and they're going to come back, and they're going to go, holy crap, I didn't realize that I was going to have to be responsible, right? I didn't realize that there were all these things that I just took for granted that mom and dad handled for me or smoothed over for me or took care of for me. And now it's like, ah, you know? And so my job is to try and prepare them for that, to understand that in a world where it doesn't care if it hurts your feelings, I can't raise you to sit here and go, oh, you know, I want you to express yourself, and I want you to, because if you express yourself that way to your boss, odds are you lose your job. So to raise my children in an environment where they're allowed to mouth off without any consequence is not going to happen, because when they go out into the world, there will be consequences, and they're going to sit there and go, well, how dare you fire me? No, no, how dare you be disrespectful and rude to your boss, right? Like, there are times when, yes, you stand up for yourself. Yes, it is important for you to make a stand. Do what's right for yourself. Take responsibility for that. Yes, if your boss is being a jerk and you need to stand up for yourself, fine. But at the same time, if your boss is a jerk and you stand up for yourself, you're likely going to still get fired because your boss is a jerk, right? But it was necessary for you to stand up for yourself. That's one thing. But you still have to understand that that's the consequence, right? It may not be fair. It may not be right in that instance. But it's still a consequence. Accountability. Accountability throughout your entire life. If you go through your life thinking that you don't have to have any kind of accountability, you're going to be sadly disappointed. Basically, life is going to smack you around and beat you down, and you're going to go, what the hell just happened? And it is a little difficult to get this concept through to kids, but it's something that, you know, I'm trying to just sort of teach in increments and pieces as we go. The accountability for, take accountability. If you're whining, you know you're whining. To sit there and say, I wasn't whining, when in fact you were, you know you were doing it. So take accountability for that, right? Yes, I was whining. I'm sorry, but I'm upset. Here's why I'm upset, right? I want my children to grow up being able to verbalize and vocalize what is wrong with them without being passive aggressive, because I hate that crap. I hate that more than anything. The whole, no, I'm fine, and people just have to guess what's wrong with you. I hate that, right? I don't deal with that well. Either tell me what's wrong or shut up, right? Like, those are my two things. Like, I can't deal with that. Clearly, there's something wrong with you. Are you willing to share it? No. Fine. Then get up and go away. Be pouty somewhere else. Like, I'm not doing this. You're not going to sit there and say, I'm fine, and then pout for an hour. You're clearly not fine. Now, you can say, no, I'm not fine, but I don't want to talk about it. Okay, cool. I get that. But at least acknowledge that you're not fine, that something is wrong. Okay? I'm upset, but I'm not upset with you. And I just don't want to take it out on you. Cool. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you for not taking it out on me, but at least I understand. You're upset. I get it. But if you're passive aggressive and you're not telling me what is wrong with you, or just acknowledging that something is wrong, I cannot stand that. I cannot stand that. It drives me absolutely up the wall. And I think I'm probably more like a guy in that aspect, because I know that a lot of men, that's like their biggest pet peeve with women, and it's my biggest pet peeve with everybody, right? If you're upset, you need to tell me you're upset, or why you're upset. If you're not willing to tell me why, at least acknowledge that you are pissed off at me. Yes, I'm mad at you, but I don't want to talk about it. Okay, cool. Let me know when you're ready to. But at least I know you're mad at me. I get it. But that whole, I'm going to sit here in the corner of the couch and pout and just sit there and... But no, don't do that. Tell me what's wrong or shut up, right? Like, those are my two things. Those are your options with me. I don't do the in-between passive aggressive. So I'm raising my kids to try and vocalize what is wrong, or at least that there is something wrong. Okay. And then to come talk to me about it later if they want. They know that I'm open for that, right? And I try and model that with my kids. They're like, Mom, are you okay? I'm fine. I'm frustrated right now, and I just don't want to talk about it, okay? The best thing is for you to leave me alone, okay? Because I'm frustrated. It may not be with you, it may be with you, but right now, I need to time to just work through and figure it out and calm down, and then we'll discuss it, right? That's the best way for me to handle the situation. That's the best way for any situation to be handled. I don't want to scream and yell in my house. It's the worst thing. I hate it. I don't like it. I don't like the way it makes me feel. Now, is it necessary sometimes? Yep. Yes. There are many times where my voice gets raised. And yes, there are many times when I lose my shit with my kids. And again, anybody who ever tells you that they never lose their patience with their children is lying. They are lying. Okay? But I try not to do it if I can help it, because it makes me feel blah. I don't like it, right? And that's just in general. I don't like the way I feel when I'm angry, when I'm frustrated. I don't think anybody does. It just makes you feel inside just blah, right? I'd much rather be happy. So there's the accountability for that. Then there's the accountability for your behavior, right? And I told my daughter this today. I said, you know what? How many times have I asked your brother, hey, you need to empty the dishwasher? And he looks at me and goes, I thought I did. Clearly you did not, because the dishes are still there. And he will argue with me until he's blue in the face. I emptied them, Mom. But you didn't, because they are still in the dishwasher. Like, I'm not making this shit up. They're still sitting there. So you can sit here and say you thought you did all day long, but that doesn't mean you actually did it. It means you thought about it and then you forgot because you were watching TV, right? You can sit there, and that's the accountability part. I don't care if you thought you did it. You can say you thought you did it forever, but you didn't. So be accountable for the fact that you didn't do it, and just say, crap, sorry, Mom. I was going to do it. I got distracted. I forgot. I'll do it now, right? That's what I want. That's what the world wants. They don't want to hear your excuses. They just want results, right? Your boss isn't going to want to hear why you didn't get the project done. They just want the project done. And to be perfectly honest, 90% of the people aren't going to care. And that sounds mean, but it's true. Because in this world, we are more involved in what is our responsibility, what's on our plates, our home life, our work life, our homework, our boss, our bills, right? We focus so much on that, you know, we can listen to everybody else's stories and their problems and responsibilities, but at the end of the day, if what you were supposed to do didn't get done, you can tell me every excuse in the book, and I may feel bad for you, but all I want to know is, when will it get done? When is the result going to happen? And if you're not the person who can get it done, I need to find somebody who is, right? Like, that's how the world works. If we all sat around in fluffy rainbow cloud la la land where all we cared about is feelings and emotions, and we expressed ourselves and there was no repercussions and there was no accountability, the whole freaking world would fall apart. Nothing would get done. Nothing would get done at all. Except for with by the few people who had that strong work ethic and had that accountability in their mind of, I promise this and this is what I'm going to get done, and boom, it's done. But if we don't teach it to our children, it's not something that just inherently shows up, right? It has to be something that you learn. Now, either you learn it the hard way or you're taught from a young age. One of the two things is going to happen. And I would much rather my children learn it from the young age so that they're prepared for it than for them to learn it the hard way. Because I learned it the hard way. I mean, I had family that taught me responsibility and repercussions for my actions. But accountability wasn't really the hugest thing, right? And again, it's not that I wasn't raised to be responsible. I was probably one of the more responsible children in the, out there of all my friends. Like, I didn't really usually get in trouble. I didn't do all of the bad stuff that my friends were doing. And I didn't do, like, I didn't go out. I didn't break curfew. I didn't, you know, there were a few times that I pushed my boundaries and regretted it vehemently. But I still, you know what I mean? Like, it was just, you know, I had a job at 15. I was working to pay my own insurance. I was, you know, making my own money, paying my own stuff. And that was just how it was, right? So I was taught responsibility and I was taught a certain amount of account, but it wasn't like, it just wasn't addressed in that way. It wasn't addressed as accountability. So I did sort of have to learn a lot of that stuff the hard way, right? And it sucked a lot. And I would like to try and give my kids a head start. And they're still going to learn a lot of lessons the hard way. I think that's just how everybody has to go through life, right? You're never fully prepared for anything, you know. But I'm going to try and make them as prepared as I can. And I want to send them out into the world with that sense of, I am responsible for myself. I am accountable for my actions. And I will hold myself accountable. Not necessarily because, you know, because the world is going to hold me accountable, so I sure as hell should hold myself accountable, right? You know, above and beyond anything else, I should hold myself accountable. So, you know, and that's something, and I talked to my daughter about it, and I think that she understands, and that's what I told her. I said, look, you are too smart. You are too smart to act like you're dumb, okay? This whole, oh, I thought I did it, or, oh, well, yeah, I could have swore I... No. No. Or, Mom, I didn't know any better. Yeah, you did. I am not going to allow you to get away with acting like you're stupid. I refuse. I refuse to let that happen. You are too damn smart to behave like you don't have a brain in your head. It's not happening. I will not raise a little girl who grows up to behave that way in order to get what she wants, or in order to get out of her responsibilities. I am not doing that. You are a responsible, intelligent young lady who is going to grow up to be a responsible, intelligent young woman, and so on and so forth. The same with my boys. I am not going to allow you to grow up thinking that you can just be a dumbass and get away with it. It doesn't happen that way. There are consequences for your behavior, you know. And my son Gage is, he's pushing back now because he's like, well, I want to be able to buy this and I want to be able to buy that and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, then I guess you better start thinking about what you want to get for a job. And he looked at me like I grew two heads. I was like, what? you think I'm just going to pay your way until you're an adult? Like, you need to start getting a job and looking, you know, how can you raise money? And he's like, well, you know, Mom, I don't get along with, like, I have a hard time with people. I said, well, this is how you learn to get along with other people, Gage. It's not something that's just going to come to you one day. You have to develop the skill. There are things called social skills. And yes, you have a lower capacity of social skills because it's something that, you know, your brain injury definitely affects, right? But here's the thing. You're never going to get better at something if you don't try, if you don't do it, right? Here's the accountability. Gage, you want extra money? You need to figure out how to make some. Now, that doesn't mean you have to go out and get a 9-to-5 job. Obviously, you're in school. but maybe during the summer you can mow lawns with your brother, do yard work. And again, he looked at me like I grew two heads. I'm like, hey, what do you think? He's like, well, I didn't think I was like, I just, you know, I wasn't really thinking about getting a job. I wasn't going to get a job until I was like 21. And I laughed in his face. I was like, son, I'm like, you don't get to, no, you're not doing that. I said, you want to be able to move out on your own? And we're discussing that. I said, maybe you'll still live with me. Maybe you'll move out on your own. It kind of depends. You know, Gage's, his situation is we got to take it day by day and see how it goes, right? You know, but he may be with me for the rest of his life. He may not. He may be able to go out on his own. But I told him, I said, you think you're going to go out on your own when you turn 18? And how are you going to afford that? How are you going to pay for your bills, for your food, for your rent, for anything? How are you going to do that? And he just kind of looked at me. I'm like, you would need a job because I'm not paying those bills for you. If you live with me, I'm paying those bills, but you're going to help. You're going to help around the house. You have responsibilities. And it's a hard thing for him to kind of wrap his head around. Now, his brother, Connor, he's already talking about wanting to get a job. He's just having a hard time finding a place that'll hire him before he's 16. So he may have to wait, but he's already talking about it. He's like, Mom, I want to help out. I want to be able to, you know, have my money so that if I want something, you don't have to pay for it. I can pay for it. And I'm like, I support that decision wholeheartedly, son. Let's work on that. Right. So, you know, I'm trying to develop that and understanding. And I tell them all the time, I'm like, look, as you get older, you have to understand your teachers are not going to accept this crap from you anymore. If you go to college, your professors, they're not going to care. They're just going to tell you it was due and now you're late, right? Like, you have responsibilities and you have accountability. And there are repercussions when you don't live up to that. And so they're starting to get it, but my daughter, I'm still working, trying to make her, you know, get a grasp around that as she's growing up. So it's just that you don't get to act like you don't know because you do. You're too smart to act like you're stupid. That's your accountability. Be responsible for yourself. Hold yourself accountable for your behavior and your actions and understand the consequences when you don't live up to what you're supposed to do. And I think as parents, we teach our children that, but we don't really explain it a lot of times and make them understand why we're doing it. It's just sort of you do this because I say so, and there's no explanation behind it. So I'm trying to make them understand why it is that way. And it's, you know, it's a process. And I think, you know, as an 8-year-old, obviously she's not going to fully wrap her head around it, but she's understanding a little bit more. And it's helping her in some areas, but, you know, she struggles with it. Everybody does. I struggle with it. I'm a full-grown adult, and I still struggle with accountability. You know, there's a lot of times, you know, I work from home, and there's days where I'm just like, I don't feel like working. I'm going to do this instead. I'm going to sit and read or this or that, and it's great. It's a luxury that I have, being that I work from home, but there's accountability for it. So then the next day, when a client's saying, hey, I thought you were going to get this to me. Yep, you're right. I apologize. I'm sorry that I am late. Yesterday I, you know, was distracted by several things. They don't obviously need to know necessarily everything that goes on in my life, but, you know, this is what's going on and I apologize and I take full responsibility for not getting that to you in time. Here it is. Again, my apologies. But there's consequences for that. You know, when I first started working from home and I was just kind of developing my own, you know, I was diving in and had no idea what I was doing. You know, I had times where I lost clients because I got so enamored with the fact that I could just do whatever when I wanted to, right? Like, I'm like, oh, I have all this stuff to do for clients, but I don't have to do that right now. I could do this. I could do that. I could take the kids to the pool. I could take them to the zoo. I don't have to do this. I can lay around and watch TV all day long if I want to. Sweet, right? Like, I had no, I had no structure at all because I didn't know what I was doing. I lost a couple of clients because of it. And I was like, okay, there's the consequence and there's my accountability. Like, that's what happens. Okay, got it. Now I need to work on that structure. Now I need to work on that responsibility level and, you know, decide whether this is something I was going to be able to do or not. So it's there, and there's always lessons to be learned, and that's what I'm trying to teach my kids. And but I think that that's the other part of it too, is acknowledging to my daughter and saying, look, you know, I know that it's hard. I struggle with it, right? Like, I say, you guys need to clean up your rooms, but my room needs work, right? And I'm glaringly aware of that hypocrisy, right? So I try really hard to make sure that I'm accountable too and say, look, okay, I realize that I have let this go on. I realize and I take responsibility that I have allowed this to happen, okay? But now here's my accountability. Now it's not going to anymore. So not only are you being held accountable, so am I, right? I'm realizing that because I allowed this to slide, this is why we have the situation we have. And so that's my accountability. And that's me taking responsibility for my part in whatever's going on. So I'm trying to, you know, lead by example as well. So that was sort of how we started our day. So, you know, I'm going to wrap this up, and I would love to know what your thoughts are on this. Do you have a sense of accountability in your life? Do your children have that sense of accountability? Is that something that you teach, or is it something that you're working on, or are you, you know, sort of on the other side of the spectrum where you're a parent who says, oh yeah, you know, they can just do and be and express themselves how they like, and, you know, it'll work themselves out. And, you know, what are your thoughts on this? Do you feel that, you know, this is too strict? Do you think that this is something that, or do you think it's not strict enough? And see, that's the thing. I think with parenting, there's so much judgment in whether you're doing it right or wrong, you know. And this is just for my kids and my family. And this is how I want to raise my children. This is not me saying that anyone's right or wrong for raising their children in a certain way. I do believe that there is a lack of respect in some children. And that's something that's very important to me, of acknowledging, to say, look, you have accountability and you have to be responsible for yourself. And so therefore you take responsibility for your actions. And if you're disrespectful, I'm going to make sure you understand you're being disrespectful, because I'm not raising you to be a disrespectful child. You're not going to be one of those teenagers that goes and mouths off to a cop. You're not going to be one of those teenagers who gets in your teacher's faces and thinks that it's okay. You're not going to be one of those children who thinks that you get to behave in any way you want to and there's no repercussions for that. It's not happening. Now, you know, I'm also one of those parents who, if my child does something stupid and ends themselves up in a jail cell, I will let them sit. I will let them sit and understand that what you did, this is the consequence for your actions, and it sucks and it's stupid that you're here. And yep, I may be mean, you may hate me for letting you sit, but you're going to learn a lesson from this, because jail sucks and you don't want to be there, right? So, you know, it's definitely hard, I think, but I'm trying to raise my children to be the best people they possibly can, which I think is every parent's goal. But everybody has a different way of going about it. And this is just our way. This is my way. And my children will probably raise their children a little differently than I do, or they may try and do the same thing. It just depends on, I guess, how they felt their childhood went. I'm hoping that they enjoyed it. Yeah, mom was strict and mom was tough, but, you know, hopefully they believe that I was fair and that I was, you know, and they understand that I was doing what I do for their best interest and to try and make sure that they grew up, you know, just having their best shot, right? Giving them their best shot and preparing them as best I can for a world that is a hell of a lot scarier than it used to be, you know, and it's definitely a lot harder. So, you know, let me know. I would love to hear your comments. Please feel free, if you're not listening to this on the blog, go to thesinglemomblog.com, go to podcasts. You'll be able to find this podcast. Leave a comment. Let me know your thoughts. I would love to hear from you. And yeah, so I hope that you have a wonderful day. Take care. And again, like I said before, you know, if things aren't going so hot for you, just wait. Keep going. Keep working. Keep pushing. Everything will come around. Stay positive. Positive thoughts, positive beliefs, positive structure brings positive life, right? A negative mind, negative thoughts never bring a positive life. So everybody has times of struggle. Everybody has times where things are just rough and you just keep plowing through and know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. So, but I do wish you the best. Have a fantastic day and we'll talk again soon. Take care. Thanks for joining me today for the Single Mom Success Podcast. Be sure to follow us on all our social media platforms, and if you haven't subscribed to our newsletter yet, head on over to thesinglemomblog.com to make sure you never miss out on our most recent posts and podcasts. Thanks again, and never forget, you rock.